This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes along to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there, too. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the $900 billion, give or take, $8 billion or whatever, COVID relief bill got passed. It's been sent to the president to be signed. Including in this and tacked onto it was a $1.4 trillion catch-all spending bill and thousands of pages of other end-of-session business in a massive bundle of bipartisan legislation. Don't know how that's going to work out. But the Senate cleared the vote by 91-7. The House approved this by 359-53. And what do you think is going to happen? You think the president's just going to sign this and let it go?
It looks like he's going to sign it, according to Mark Meadows. I'm furious over this bill. First of all, it's almost 6,000 pages.
Yep.
So Congress got less than 5 hours to read it. Now, they do know some of what is in it, so they know necessarily where to target in on some things. But part of the annex to the bill is to keep the government open, to keep the government funded, so I think through September of next year.
Correct.
So that's an annex to the thing. But I will tell you, some of the stuff when it comes to foreign aid shouldn't have even been in. Foreign aid shouldn't have been in the bill to start with. So let's just review, shall we? especially when you understand what they're saying is the money is for. But $170 million goes to Vietnam, of which includes $19 million to remediate dioxins. Unspecified funds are going for nonprofit institutions of higher education in Kabul, Afghanistan, $198 million to Bangladesh, and this is for, and part of that is $23 million goes to the Burmese refugees and democracy programs. What's a democracy program? Well, I have no idea, but Nepal gets $130 million for democracy programs. Pakistan gets $15 million for democracy programs. But here's an interesting one: $10 million goes to Pakistan for gender programs. What? Sri Lanka gets $15 million for what is known as refurbishing of high endurance cutter. Now, that's a patrol boat. $505 million goes to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama to address the migration of unaccompanied and undocumented minors. $460 million goes to Colombia for counter-narcotics and human rights. $75 million goes to the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative. What? $33 million. Here's a good one. $33 million goes back to that democracy program. You know where that's going? Venezuela. Okay, we've got $132 million going to the country of Georgia. We've got $533 million going to Ukraine. You feeling good about any of that now? Because I'm not.
No, but I got a whole bunch of numbers I do feel good about, though, that I can see. I haven't seen any of what you've got, but I've seen a lot more.
The big one is $250 million going to the Palestinians.
Mm. Well, I don't think we'll have enough time to mention all of this, but the first thing that I noticed was the Paycheck Protection Program, which is what I was looking to see what they were going to do to help the folks. $284 billion, which is going to cover the second round of triple P grants to the especially hard businesses, and they are definitely going to go after the little guys this time, not the big guys that took advantage of money that, in my opinion, why would a multimillionaire need to have $4.4 million for their business, or even like Tom Brady got $1.2 million for his Tom 12 business. I don't get it. I don't understand why they need it when they're multimillionaires.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. But they are definitely going to try to help the little guys right off the bat because, as I said, $284 billion goes to the Paycheck Protection Program. And then $25 billion for rental assistance to keep people in their homes, $15 billion for theaters and other live ventures. I get it, because there's been nobody going to movie theaters. $82 billion for local schools, colleges, and universities. $10 billion for child care. $1.4 billion for Trump's U.S.-Mexican border wall, because if he didn't get that, he wasn't going to sign the bill. Hold that thought. We are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I got more numbers here, too. I'll read a little bit of it here when we come back, and then we'll move on to something different. But this is the money that I know about that's going to go to the people. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. You can go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have to offer there, and save yourself 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT. Now, you can do that, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. Speak to a health coach, and they'll answer any questions that you have there, too. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
I'm trying to see who this is. Okay, we've got our favorite question asker just called in. Let's see what he wants. Okay, there went Denise. Mr. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. How you doing?
Not bad.
Did I lose Denise?
Yeah, she'll be back. She'll be back.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Ask before would you... What are we doing to make sure that there's no more cheating going on up in Georgia?
Wait a minute. What are we doing to make sure there's no more cheating? That's a question?
On the election, for the upcoming Senate.
All right, so what are we doing to make sure there's no more cheating going on in Georgia? Okay, well, she's back on the line, so we'll ask her, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, Denise, what do you think?
Well, first of all, there's an additional 5,000 people that are on the ground, have been on the ground, and will be on the ground
right.
The first week of January.
Right.
All eyes are on these new 85,000 voter registrations.
Yep.
They're doing an audit of those before that even goes too much further.
Yep, the new residents, they call them. Mm-hmm.
There's an investigation on, I think it's 3,000 people that have allegedly moved into the state just to vote.
Yeah.
And that number may be higher.
I've got 8,000 that moved in to vote. Just 8,000 is the number I have here. Mm-hmm.
So, look, the Heritage Foundation has sent people. Several in Congress have shown up. I mean, Ted Cruz was, like, virtually all over the place this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling people, you know, if you're there, you go watch, you start asking some hard questions, you make some big demands. And
mm-hmm.
So they're truly laying the groundwork. Both of the senators, Perdue and Loeffler, are doing the same thing. I think there's some lawsuits that are already in the pipeline for this runoff. So is it all going to be effective? We don't know, but the numbers so far are showing a better and higher numbers for Perdue and Loeffler than it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, we've got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line, and he's got a question. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. To go back to the stimulus package. I see it as this government looks at us taxpayers, us people who have to work for a living, as a bunch of suckers.
What's your question?
Why are we giving our money to other countries that are our adversaries? Then we're funding universities that are indoctrination camps. You know, when we only come out of this with a lousy $600, this is, you know, smack in our face. I mean, nobody
okay.
can do anything. Open up the economy and let that they put back to work.
Right. Let's let Denise answer it. Okay. And I don't disagree with that one. Open up the economy and let the businesses go.
I mean, Mel's, he's right on.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. The $600, you know, it's certainly not a lot of money. And when you compare it to what we have given in foreign aid, it's you know, shame on these people in Congress that it's only the $600.
Right.
However, when it comes to that $600, let's also understand, too, that there's an additional $300 that goes into the unemployment checks for those that are on unemployment now. They get an additional $300. The other thing is that a lot of these people that may not be necessarily getting anything, the payroll protection program is also giving money to those business owners so they can keep these people paid. So
mm-hmm.
it really is, in a lot of cases, bigger for some recipients than $600.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to kind of be fair in that. But look, to give money to, what is it, the Kennedy Art Center or whatever it was that we keep,
right.
you know, that's an outrage. I'm sorry, it's back in there again. So, we can just about imagine with what ended up in this bill and the contention between the Republicans and the Democrats, you can about imagine what the Democrats really were putting in there that they had to take out
mm-hmm.
in order to get this thing passed. So, I would be, you know, calling up your local representative and saying, did you vote for this? Because I know that, you know, several in the House did not. I think it was, 54 in the House did not?
Yeah, and there were some that didn't vote at all.
It's an absolute outrage. Now, I think if you trot on over to Fox News, they actually had a summary of what was in there when it came to domestic spending as well as foreign. So you can kind of get an idea.
Well, we have $12.5 billion more for domestic programs in this legislation.
Well, You know, one-third, here's an interesting thing. One-third of the original PPP money mm-hmm. is in great contention because of the people that filed for it and got it. Now, we know a lot of people got a lot of that money
mm-hmm.
that never should have deserved it to start with.
Yep.
We also know that there are a lot that they're doing some clawbacks on, and thankfully they are. I was just looking at a rapper out of Atlanta
mm-hmm.
who got some money for a fake company that he created.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to prison, and I think they've gotten some of that money.
Well,
back.
How about the family down in Florida, South Florida, that created a church, and they weren't a church, and they got $8 million. They got $8 million.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of that. So there is some of that that's being clawed back. But if they get some of that money back, what on the accounting side, what happens to it? Where does it go? Does it get resent out to somebody else, or does it just go back into the PPP fund? I mean, what really happens there?
I've been told when they've recovered, it goes back into PPP fund to be given out again.
I have no idea.
That's what I was told.
But we already know that there's a lot that hasn't even gone out of that money.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, and I mean, before we went into this bill, this 6,000-page bill, remember that both houses passed a 48-hour continuing resolution to keep the government funded for 2 days.
Right.
They had to pass a measure to keep the government funded for 2 days. Now, that just tells you that the House, under Nancy Pelosi, because the money begins, all these things begin in the House,
mm-hmm.
that just tells you this woman ought to be thrown out of Congress along with Eric Swalwell.
Sure.
It's an outrage.
Now, let me just read a couple of things in here. The bill was an engine to carry much of Capitol Hill's unfinished business, including an almost 400-page water resources bill that targets $10 billion for 46 Army Corps of Engineers flood control, environmental and coastal protection projects. Another addition would be a batch of soon-to-expire tax breaks, such as the one for craft brewers, wineries, and distillers. Now, somebody said, well, that's money for the big corporations. No, it's not. Those are the little people that run those deals. And anyway, it would also carry numerous clean energy provisions sought by Democrats with fossil fuel incentives favored by Republicans, $7 billion to increase access to broadband, $4 billion to help other nations vaccinate their people. Now, there's an interesting one. $14 billion for cash-starved transit systems, $1 billion for Amtrak, $2 billion for airports and concessionaires.
Which is a bailout for them.
Food stamps.
Nobody's liking them.
Food stamps are going up 15%. They're going to be increased 15% to give more people food stamps. And that's it for today. Boy, oh boy. Well, we'll talk tomorrow and we'll still be talking about it. Want to bet?
Thanks, pal.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News that he voted for the bill to get much-needed aid to those small businesses, many of whom are barely surviving.
In the end, the COVID relief is critically important to save these small businesses. You know, and I know businesses all across our country. In South Louisiana, I talk to restaurants and other businesses every day who are about to literally teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, and they need this lifeline. This gives a second round of paycheck protection program loans. It helps those gig workers. You know, in New Orleans, we've got a great thriving music industry. They're all, none of them can go out and perform.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are. But if you want to find out about them, ask to take the tour. Go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Ask to take the tour.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Now, they have one location in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. So you folks up there in the North Country, up in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont and Massachusetts and Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, that's where you can go and check them out. 800-659-2080. And down here in Florida, their location in Clearwater is right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And that number again for Clearwater as well as for Concord, Mass. Is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. And take a look at them on the web, too, at NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, as part of a broader move to boost the 5G industry in the United States, the Federal Communications on December the 8th began auctioning a portion of C-band electromagnetic spectrum, a move that the committee's chairman, Ajit Pai, celebrated as a big day for American consumers and U.S. leadership in 5G. Now, the military is scrambling to understand the aviation crash risk from the new 5G sale, and they're going to find out if there is any risk to military aircraft out there. Also, top Capitol Hill negotiators sealed a deal on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package, as you have already heard me say that, finally delivering the long overdue help to businesses and individuals and providing money to deliver vaccines to a nation eager for them, as well as to a number of military bases. By the way, Space Force, their members finally got a name. Now, we know the Army has soldiers, the Air Force has airmen, the Navy has sailors, the Marine Corps has Marines. So what does America call those who serve in the United States Space Force? Guardians. Guardians. How about that? And the Pentagon's endorsed a new slate of initiatives to expand diversity within the ranks and reduce prejudice, calling for a more aggressive effort to recruit, retain, and promote a more racially and ethnically diverse force. Also, we told you about the rockets in the Baghdad Green Zone. The Baghdad Diplomatic Green Zone Secretary said that it was a terrorist act and it undermines Iraq's international reputation, and he vowed to get to the bottom of it. Well, the bottom of it is those are the Iranian-backed militias that are firing in there, and that's the whole reason, believe me when I tell you. By the way, there was another rocket attack in Bagram on Saturday. No casualties reported by NATO. Bagram, of course, is in Afghanistan. And American troops leaving Somalia are moving to other bases in East Africa. So says the Air Force, the South Africa Command Chief General Stephen Townsend. They're just moving from point A to B. And a U.S. warship and an aircraft have launched an operation to pull U.S. troops out of Somalia, the military said this week, as it carries out a Pentagon directive to move hundreds of troops to other locations. That's namely the USS Herschel Woody Williams, which is helping to get U.S. troop withdrawal from Somalia underway. And China, Chinese warplanes and naval ships tailed and monitored an American destroyer as it sailed through the Taiwan Strait the other day. Something that hasn't been done in a while, but they did it this time. And a key U.S. naval base in the Western Pacific reported 29 new coronavirus cases a day after the commander there warned of potentially hundreds being quarantined over the holidays. By the way, there's also a high turnout for flu shots at a U.S. Navy base in Japan, a precursor to the coronavirus campaign. The annual flu shot campaign, known as Shotex, at the Naval Hospital, providing a mass immunization drive for the corpsmen, inoculating thousands of personnel with the coming coronavirus vaccine right around the corner over in Japan. And some U.S. military bases in Japan happen to be also providing coronavirus screenings for service members, their families, and civilian employees heading home for the holidays and beyond. Now, a lot of things with the military are, of course, related to coronavirus these days. But there is a row that apparently erupted between the acting defense secretary, who's canceled planned meetings between Defense Department officials and the Biden transition team. It's being reported as a possible rift between the two. We'll see. However, We're not getting confirmations to those effects, so I'm not going to speculate on what's going on, but it only makes sense to me that there might be something in the works there. And military entry-level training, like most things in 2020, has been anything but normal this year. Fewer military recruits have dropped out of boot camp in 2020 because of it. They're staying in the military. And scientists at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research expect to know in the next few days if there's a concern that the coronavirus vaccines might not work against a mutated variant of the virus that's rapidly spreading through parts of England, according to the Institute's top vaccine researcher. And we first heard about this yesterday. I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but they're looking to see if the vaccine is going to work against that mutant strain over there in the United Kingdom. Now, pointing to the huge hack of the U.S. government agencies, lawmakers of both parties are calling on President Donald Trump to sign a sweeping national defense policy bill as soon as possible because it contains a host of cybersecurity provisions. Also, President Trump addressed the ongoing cyber attacks of the U.S. government for the first time over the weekend, seeking to turn blame away from Moscow in defiance of mounting evidence, while downplaying how devastating the intrusions appear to be. Well, they're bad enough. They're bad enough. And by the way, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, who often speaks in sports analogies, so when he talks about the need for better U.S. preparation for cyber warfare and cyber threats, he describes this in a way that's reliable to most Nebraskans, because he is a big-time Nebraska Husker football fan, amongst other things. By the way, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has told Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu that the purchase of Russia's S-400 missile defense system is a threat to the United States and a violation of the treaty with NATO. Wow. We'll see what happens there, I guess, huh? By the way, more trouble in Fort Hood. The senior enlisted soldier at Fort Hood, Texas, has been suspended pending an investigation into allegations that he used unprofessional language towards subordinates recently, according to a brief statement on the matter. And, oh, by the way, the commander of the Ranger Training Battalion at Camp Frank D. Merritt, Georgia, was relieved November 20th after an investigation substantiated complaints that he made derogatory comments to subordinates under his command. Got to be careful what you say anymore, folks. Got to be careful. Liable to be held responsible in a bigger way than what you think. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back. We're going to talk about plenty of financial stuff when he comes back, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our friend Donna Fiducia, the Georgia cowgirl from by way of New Jersey that's got the big old ranch with her husband, Don, Double D Ranch right there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, they are a complete wellness product line. Go over there, take a look, and see what they have to offer. And then when you see something you like, all you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save you 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. So go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have to offer, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save yourself 35%, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us, and good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. We are all going to get rich and famous because we're going to get, a lot of us are going to get $600, and family of four, for example, is going to get $2,400, $600 for the mama and the papa and the two little ones where they were getting $500, now they're getting $600. Nobody's really going to get rich on this. It's a lot of money being dumped on people that need actually a lot more than that. And by the way, why aren't they going back to work?
Well, yeah, that's a lot of questions that you raise. And, you know, I was glad to see that, you know, I saw, you know, Rand Paul come up and, you know, speak up for, you know, just this nonsense of just sending out, checks, to people haphazardly. And he made the point that I make. So it's almost the same argument you make for minimum wage, where you say, okay, you know, $15 an hour. Why $15 an hour? Why not 20? You're sending $600 out per person. Why not 1,000? Why not 2,000 if it's so great? How did you come up with that number? The numbers you're throwing around are patently absurd. Not to mention the fact that, hey, listen, you have a 6,000-page bill coupled with the spending package at $1.4 trillion that, quite frankly, you have a few hours to read. I mean, you're going to go through this. You're going to find so many things stuck in this bill, so much pork in this bill, so many handouts. It's going to make your head spin. We all know that that's going to be the reality. This is not how government should operate. This is not good government by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sorry. I never agree with AOC at all, but even she made that point as well, saying, hey, listen, you get a few hours to read a 6,000-page bill, and then we're going to have to vote on it. And again, it was, it's almost like it's a scam. It's a ruse saying, it's close. We got to go home for Christmas. Time to go. We'll just sign this without actually even looking at what we're doing. I don't think this is what the founders wanted at all.
No, and truth be known, this is pretty much the same bill that Nancy had there with some things taken out of it since way back in July when they were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So everybody knew kind of like what was in the bill, but that's not the point. The point right now is we're talking about stimulus checks, which Steve Mnuchin saying will go out next week. You got to remember a lot of these checks were direct deposited. And then some of the checks that went out about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, where most of the people that got the money that they had got it about a month later, didn't show up right away.
Yeah. I didn't have any problem with extending the unemployment part. I really didn't. I've got to take a look at the what they're going to be doing with the additional PPP money and how that's going to go about working. They just changed the rules. Again, in regards to the deductibility of the original round of PPP money and this round as well, it's not going to be counted as income, which is going to change the tax dynamic.
Right.
And that's going to be good for, small businesses out there. It's going to be actually really good for small businesses out there. They also added some things in regards to deductions for businesses at restaurants. I think it's up to 100%. To encourage business people to go out to eat and spend more money. But, it was funny. The one thing that was in the bill that didn't cost a dime, they couldn't put in there. And that was liability protection, for businesses and schools.
Correct.
And churches so they can't be sued. I mean, isn't that kind of interesting? They can spend all this money. The one thing that's not going to cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even get through. Pathetic.
Yeah, I was wondering myself about that. But then again, there's a whole bunch of foreign aid that's attached to this, too. And when you see that, it'll drive you nuts. But here's what I'm going to mention that's in this. $284 billion, which will be the second round of the PPP grants to the especially hard-hit businesses. Then also in there, it contains $25 billion in rental assistance, $15 billion for theaters and other live venues that have basically been out of business since this all started, $82 billion for local schools, colleges, and universities, $10 billion for child care. Then $1.4 billion goes specifically for Trump's U.S.-Mexican border wall to finish what he's got. The Pentagon will receive $696 billion. There's $12.5 billion more for domestic programs in the legislation. A 400-page water resources bill gets $10 billion for 46 Army Corps of Engineers projects around the country. Now, here's one. And an additional, another addition would extend a batch of soon-to-expire tax breaks, such as one for craft brewers, wineries, and distillers, the little guys.
I mean, again, it's just that certain representatives are able to write all sorts of various different things into this. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I guess, that alcohol sales get hit because of restaurants to some degree.
Right.
But, there's plenty of small businesses out there that, quite frankly, they're not included. I mean, I don't get how you they pick and choose like this. And, that is the underlying principles of this country were laid out in the Declaration of Independence, not so much the Constitution, because obviously, as most people know, we had a different, we had the Articles of Confederation before we had our current Constitution, and the fact that we're all equal under the law, which is a beautiful concept. you know, that was written into that. It's kind of, again, it's a fantastic way of doing things, in my opinion. But we're not equal under the law. When you pick and choose and who gets this and who gets that, and there's certain rules for certain people and certain rules for other people, and tax breaks for this one and no tax breaks for that one, it's not the way we're supposed to operate. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we saw something about the NFL yesterday, and then a comment was made by the NBA, one of the NBA owners. The NFL viewership is down by some 11% total, but only 8% this year. And an NBA owner said his team is going to lose a big bunch of money this year. And he said most teams that he knows in the NBA will lose big amounts of money during the 2021 season. But I don't know what's going to happen under the new season. But they did it to themselves with all this woke stuff and the Black Lives Matter and all that, didn't they?
Well, I think that most certainly has played a part. It's turned a lot of people off. You know, basketball to me, I mean, outside of that, I'm not a big fan of the modern game. I'm not where, you know, it's just, you can't really play any defense and everybody's, you know, just shooting the ball from all over the place because you can't go out there and hand check them. I kind of miss the days of, the rough and tumble, you know, like Bill Laimbeers and, you know, John Starks and
Roy's Runtz.
Sally.
Roy's
yeah,
Runtz.
I mean, just,
yep.
You know, you can actually play some defense and, you know, you can't run up the middle of the paint and get, without getting checked, you know, hammered. So, yeah, I just don't like the game, so I don't watch it, anymore. And that's their thing. But again, I also think not having fans and attendance is obviously a hit to those guys as well.
Right. And college basketball is still interesting to watch. An IPO frenzy seems to be driving a record $435 billion in U.S. stock sales. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, the IPOs have, as of late, been getting. I mean, to me, it's absurd. It's back to the 1990s levels of absurdity when it comes to these companies that, you know, quite frankly, I don't see how they're ever going to become profitable, but it doesn't seem to matter right now. That's the nature of asset classes. And it goes, a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Graham. It was actually the teacher for Warren Buffett. It just makes sense. I mean, everything has a value to it, an intrinsic value to it. And sometimes it trades above that value and sometimes it trades below that value. You know, I like to search for companies to trade below their intrinsic value so that then they will rise. When they're above their intrinsic value, you know, eventually they're going to have to come back down to what they're actually worth, and just like all these companies, they will too.
Well, don't forget, we're going to send you out west to try that double McDonald's spam burger with the chopped cookies. It's Oreo cookies, the chopped Oreo cookies with the cream sauce on top. I bet that's going to be delicious.
I can't even think about that. You just ruined my breakfast.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Chris Marcosi. I'm not making that up, folks. There is a brand new McDonald's double spam burger with chopped Oreos in the middle and white sauce cream on top of it. Go figure. Coming right back with Raw.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.